Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Researchers found that Aaron Hernandez's brain had been badly damaged by his football life. Our reporting uncovered new recordings and public records that have never been seen or heard before.
A cultural phenomenon was taking hold in new agey circles all over the country. It was called the Human Potential Movement. Think of it as sort of a precursor to The Secret. You know, just visualize abundance and happiness and voila, you're rich and skinny.
I definitely think that if you are going to college for to get a nursing degree, you need to go to a college that you know you're going to get into the nursing program.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. We begin with the remarkable and terrible story of former NFL superstar Aaron Hernandez. In their new podcast, Gladiator, the Boston Globe Spotlight team takes a hard look at the life and crimes of the once great wide receiver. Just as quickly as he burst onto the New England football scene with his feats of dazzling athleticism, he was gone, facing 3 murder charges. With never-before-seen documents and audio recordings and exclusive interviews with people close to the case, the Globe has discovered the story of a troubled young man and the ugly underside of America's most popular sport. In this 6-part series, you'll hear one of football's most tragic stories come to life as you've never heard it before. Here's a sample from the first episode of Gladiator. It's called Hail Mary. The episode provides background on the events surrounding Hernandez's unraveling, as well as insights into the unseen business side of the National Football League. In this clip, sports writers from Boston recount the story of Hernandez's brief but significant football career.
Hernandez's unraveling occurred while he was playing under the bright lights of the NFL. He spent his entire professional career, all 3 seasons, with the New England Patriots. In those years, he was a key weapon for one of the most successful teams in football history. Now, I grew up loving the Patriots, watching them play at Fenway Park, Boston College, and Harvard Stadium before they had a home. I've watched some of those players age, some painfully because of football. I've met men younger than I am, men who played in Super Bowls for the Patriots, whose brains are so damaged they can't find their way home. After he died in April of 2017, researchers found that Aaron Hernandez's brain had been badly damaged by his football life. Our reporting uncovered new recordings and public records that have never been seen or heard before. We spoke to people who have never previously agreed to be interviewed. And we looked at parts of his life he kept hidden, including his childhood and his sexuality, to see how they might have affected the course of his life. And what we found was that some of the most elite coaches, athletic programs, and sports agents seemed to look the other way, even as evidence mounted that Aaron Hernandez's life was spiraling out of control. Instead, they did what it took to keep a great player on the field.
Opening weekend in New England. And that's Aaron Hernandez, a rookie tight end inside the 20 and slashing to the right. Hernandez dragged down.
Aaron Hernandez stood 6'2" and weighed 240 pounds. He had lightning quick speed for his size and incredible coordination.
I thought he was exceptional, and that he had completely rare abilities, tremendous hands.
That's Greg Bedard, a former Boston Globe football writer. He's now the owner and columnist at bostonsportsjournal.com.
He was basically a blend of a running back, wide receiver, and a tight end all in one player. That's how versatile he was, and you know, his skill set, you just saw him, and it didn't take you very long to say, this guy is going to be a star in this league.
Hernandez excelled at every level.
We kind of all knew, all the friends knew that Aaron was going to make it big.
And then as a college player at the top-ranked University of Florida.
He's the best tight end that's played here. It was almost like he was like a meteor that came through here and went, was really good and left tragedy in his wake.
And then in the NFL.
His quickness, his catching ability, his ability to start, stop, sudden change as a tight end, to be able to run routes from the outside like an outside receiver, run inside receivers like a slot receiver, stretch the field. The play was some of the best wide receiving I've seen in my NFL career. It was spectacular.
He was drafted by the Patriots in 2010, and he quickly became a star. In his second season, he and tight end Rob Gronkowski became the most productive tight end tandem in NFL history. Hernandez alone gained almost 1,000 yards as a receiver and running back. Boston Globe sports writer Ben Volen remembers those days.
Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski were the preeminent duo in the league, and they were kind of revolutionizing NFL offenses with two tight ends, and you know, no one in the league really knew how to stop those two guys. So for a little while, it worked perfectly.
Tight ends, what a season it's been for the Patriots, Gronkowski and Hernandez together.
But life in the NFL was far from easy. Like most of his peers, Hernandez played through pain. He took medication to cope with injuries. He did what it took to keep playing.
A sample of Gladiator from Wondery in the Boston Globe. Follow along with the incredible tragic story of a damaged star athlete with Gladiator. Available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Okay, so what if we told you this next podcast could unlock your hidden potential and help you accomplish all your wildest dreams? Well, we'd be lying. In this week's next podcast, The Dream, editor and journalist Jane Marie dives into the world of pyramid schemes, multi-level marketing, and other shady businesses built on the recruitment of friends and family in hopes of commission. Where do these businesses come from? Who's really getting rich? How high up does the pyramid go? Well, with the help of The Dream, you'll discover all this and more as Jane traces the path of get-rich-quick schemes in her hometown in rural Michigan, all the way up to the White House. Follow along on her journey to infiltrate the ranks of these parasitic schemes and discover what's really going on at all the different levels of these vague, slimy businesses. From the first episode of The Dream titled "Want to Swim in Cash," Jane lays out here why she's doing this. Namely, half of her family and friends are directly involved in this sketchy, crazy, almost unbelievable world. And in this snippet here, Jane talks with one of her friend's mom, who ran a pyramid scheme herself back in the 80s.
Yeah, my mom ran one of those when I was a kid out of our house. A literal pyramid scheme.
Picture this loft. There is a 16-foot high, 22-foot wide window overlooking the World Trade Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend's mom, Nan.
So it's got white pickled floors, a 16-foot ceiling, and 3,500 square feet. It is jammed. Hundreds of people showed up. You can't even walk. There are so many people. In order to not be suffocated by the crowd, I climbed up the spiral staircase going to the second floor just to observe. And I remember just kind of sitting on that staircase overlooking this crowd of people as they moved around the room making alliances, you know, creating future groups.
Back in the 80s, Nan was working in advertising and raising her three kids in Manhattan.
I was only just, you know, newly unmarried and just kind of coming back into the world. It was kind of an exciting time for me that, you know, life is new. I'm feeling very empowered. And on a personal basis, filled with an idea that I was smart and adventurous and I could do anything I wanted to do. And that life was just an adventure.
The timing of Nan's rebirth, if you will, couldn't have been better. See, at that exact moment, a cultural phenomenon was taking hold in New Agey circles all over the country. It was called the Human Potential Movement. Think of it as sort of a precursor to The Secret. You know, just visualize abundance and happiness and voila, you're rich and skinny, or whatever.
In that time in New York City, there was a lot of human potential movement groups, kind of. It was all about energy. You know, energy out is energy in. And you get what you give and all of that, you know, power of positive whatever.
In the midst of this movement sits an untethered Nan, riding this new wave of endless opportunity.
And along comes this exciting concept where if you put a bunch of money in and you could talk other people into joining you, that everybody could make a lot of money, and it was all cash and it was all fast and it was all fun and very optimistic and exciting.
This new thing was presented as a game called the airplane game. As Nan remembers it, anyone who was even tangentially related to the whole human potential movement was abuzz about the airplane game. Parties introducing it to newcomers were being held all over Lower Manhattan. The way she describes it, they looked kind of like literary salons, with people giving inspiring lectures at their bohemian flats in the East Village, and a bunch of aging hippies sitting around cross-legged, rapt with attention.
A Slice of the Dream podcast. Uncover the truth behind the false promises and flashy faces of the world of multi-level marketing with The Dream. Newly available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Finally, this week, we're taking a look at a great local podcast that's here to help you learn. It's called Learn From Others, and it's exactly what it sounds like. On the show, host Greg Stanley brings in a cross-section of successful individuals to discuss their experiences and achievements and to learn from their mistakes. No matter what your dreams or goals are, Learn From Others has a resource for you. You can hear from a fighter pilot, an attorney, a portrait artist, a nonprofit president, and many more. They discover important keys to succeeding in today's world. Your future, of course, is still ahead of you, so it's never too late to make those big changes. Thankfully, you don't have to go it alone. You can learn from others. In this sample, the episode from Learn From Others, featuring the Children's Hospital registered nurse Anne Niehaus, explores how Anne has found success in helping others every day and how you can learn from her story. In this clip, Anne talks about what she'd do differently knowing what she knows now and gives some advice for aspiring nurses.
Welcome back. We just learned what you wanted to be when you grew up, which was something in art or math as an architect, and you've told us what you're doing today. So what would you do differently if you could do it all over again?
I wouldn't do a lot differently because I really love my job. I've loved all the jobs that I've done. It's been very rewarding and it's been very flexible. One thing I would consider doing is when I was younger, if I would have been trained in the OR, I really feel like I would have enjoyed that because I do like the technical aspect of working with the different medical equipment and supplies, but you do have to be trained for a whole year going full time. And when I was raising kids, I only worked part time. So that was nothing that it was something that I couldn't pursue later on in my career.
Well, I know that some of our listeners would love to be a nurse or to be in that field. So what advice would you give them? What career path would you say is the best career path to do what you're doing?
I definitely think that if you are going to college for to get a nursing degree, you need to go to a college that you know you're going to get into the nursing program. One of the things that breaks my heart is so many girls go to college and after their freshman year, they find out that they were not accepted into the nursing program. So whatever you do, make sure that you are either, there are schools out there that will pre-accept you even before freshman year. Most of them will wait until after freshman year, but make sure you will definitely meet their requirements so that you know you can get a degree in nursing.
So that would be, they need X GPA, these required courses. Is that what they would look for as far as the requirements,
correct,
the end of their freshman year?
It's certain courses and certain grades in those courses, and it's different for every school. That's why it's so important to look at their requirements. We had a friend who was at Ohio State, and their GPA that they expected to get into after freshman year was a 3.4, but because they had so many people applying, the only people who were accepted were people who had a GPA of 3.8.
Wow.
So it was very devastating.
It's a huge change in the requirements there. That's good to know ahead of time for sure. Is there any career advice you received when you were in college that you would like to share?
I really enjoyed, as a new grad, going straight to the newborn ICU. I felt like I was able to manage very stressful situations with codes, ventilators, those type of experiences that if you're a floor nurse and it only happens every once in a while, you're really... there's a lot of stress and unknown with that. So I do feel like having ICU experience is extremely helpful in your nursing career.
No, that's great. So when those situations arise, you're prepared for it just because of all your past experience that you received.
Exactly.
A sample from the local podcast, Learn From Others, with Greg Stanley. Stand on the shoulders of your fellow community members and friends and make it happen with Learn From Others, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's chart time, our weekly visit to the Apple Podcast Charts via iTunescharts.net. Well, we do love true crime stories in podcast land, don't we? By far and away, true crime stories tear up the charts. As Bagman continues its world podcast domination with the story of the Veep Spiro Agnew and his Under Americans' Noses corruption scandal, comes a new and very fresh scandal from Michigan Public Radio and NPR, a tragedy called Believed, about Larry Nassar. Nassar was the top doctor for the U.S. women's Olympic gymnastics team. He also worked for Michigan State University, and this past January, Nassar was sentenced up to 175 years in prison after abusing more than 150 women and girls. How did he get away with it for so long? That's the podcast, Believed, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.